don't kiss your chickens. That is the message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and it's a serious message. The CDC is blaming a salmonella outbreak on backyard chicken owners who are apparently being overly affectionate. Here's NPR's Jason Beaubien.
The thing you need to know about backyard chicken owners is that many of them are not just doing this for the eggs. A lot of them love their birds. In a tidy suburban neighborhood in Silver Spring, Maryland, just inside the Capitol Beltway, Lynette Motka is feeding her six hens in her backyard coop.
This is my favorite, Caledonia. I think she's the prettiest, too.
Caledonia is a sturdy, inquisitive black and white hen. In clear defiance of the new CDC guidance against chicken-human cuddling, Caledonia is also a snuggler.
You see, Caledonia, she just cuddles in. She loves to stick her head under my arm. She likes sort of the football hold. Hi, sweetie. Our friends who come and visit them are always so surprised at how soft they are. Because, I don't know, people think about their beaks and their feet, which aren't soft, but their feathers are just so smooth and soft.
Lynette's 18-year-old daughter, Aaliyah, remembers when they got their first baby chicks just over a decade ago.
Yeah. Oh, we were so excited. And we kept them in hamster cages because they were so small. They were like this big.
Little fluffy yeah. Chicks.
The CDC says all of this, cuddling your chickens, keeping them in hamster cages in the house, is a bad idea.
We do not recommend snuggling or kissing the birds or touching them to your mouth, because that's certainly one way people become infected with salmonella.
Megan Nichols, a veterinarian at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, says more than 180 people in the U.S. have gotten salmonella this year due to contact with backyard poultry. 33 of them got so sick they ended up in the hospital. Nichols says chickens can carry salmonella in their digestive tract.
We would advise against people hugging and kissing poultry, especially young children. We would also advise against posing them in photographs, especially during Easters. And these cute photos still can be obtained by using stuffed toys or other props in place of live birds.
But for hardcore backyard chicken enthusiasts, stuffed toys or chicken props just wouldn't cut it. For people like the Motkas, their chickens are a central part of their home. They have a special bond with these birds. Lynette Motka says they've named all of their hens and each one has a unique personality.
As soon as those little baby chicks were in our house, we were a family that was completely smitten.
Neighborhood kids come over to visit the chickens and help collect the eggs. Some of the kids even like to swing with the birds on the swing set. The Motkas put out a swimming pool, a small pan of water, for the hens to wade in the summer. Lynette says she finds it calming to sit next to the chickens and watch them explore their yard. Aaliyah adds that picking them up is an important part of connecting with them and caring for them.
If they're used to humans holding them, then you can walk in without worrying about, like, oh, are they going to, like, jump up or get scared? Because you want to be able to come into the pen to feed them and water them without them, like, starting to fly all around and go crazy.
While the CDC advises against gratuitous chicken holding, the center says the salmonella risk can be greatly reduced by washing your hands after contact with the birds. Lynette Motka is more worried about her flock getting mauled by suburban raccoons than she is about salmonella. Her main point is that engaging with chickens, including holding them, lets people see what dynamic, interesting creatures chickens are. Plus, she adds, they provide eggs for breakfast. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Washington.